Scientists Exposed radio show, part of the Freedomizer Radio Network. Yes, we trust science. It's just scientists we don't trust. Visit madscientists.exposed for many ways to listen or call in our live number at 319-527-6208. That's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to participate on the air. Again, that number is 319-527-6208. And now, here's our lead investigator, Suzanne.
Hi, and welcome to another exciting episode of Mad Scientist Exposed. What a mad rush it's been. I don't know if you've noticed, but sometimes the freedomizerradio.com website is up, and sometimes it's not. Sometimes the barefootislegal.org website is up, and sometimes it's not. And it seems to be random. It seems to be tied to the hosting service. So a team of the two of us are moving it to another platform that we believe is more stable. We both believe in this company as having stable web hosting. And, you know, I just think, well, there's a couple things that could be going on. One is I think where we were hosting before was bought out by a lesser company, and they totally changed the interface at the back end of the website, and they got rid of some features, some really, really important features like database backups and being able to create a zip file in your file manager, you know, archive things to make it for easier download. It's just pretty awful. So, and it just, the website's like ground to a halt. What normally would take, you know, I don't know, 10, 20 minutes each day to update the Listen Live page, it got to us taking 4 or 5 hours. I mean, really, really horrible. So rather than spin our wheels on updating these websites, we've hit a pause and we're moving them to a new platform. And it might take a couple of days because everybody's mailboxes have to move over too before we paint the domain, point the domain name. You know, we have to rebuild the back end because you move the files, you move the database, and then you stitch them all together. And when it looks right, then you move your domain. So if we had a working hosting service that we were leaving, it would almost be invisible to the public. But it will probably, you'll probably see a marked improvement. But the one thing that we can't do is just yank everybody's mailboxes out from under them. So if any Freedomizer Radio web hosts are listening, if any Barefoot is Legal team members are listening, start downloading, saving any email that you want to save there. You know, if you're using the web interface, then you need to switch to, or you could abandon, what's in your mailbox. You could delete what's in your mailbox. You could use Gmail and pop it over, and the Gmail has instructions for how to do this, you know, how to give it your the server that you're bringing the email from and your password and all that stuff. And you can pop it over into your Gmail, and or you can use a client on your desktop computer like Thunderbird is an open source free one from Mozilla. There's another one for Windows that, you know, I liked for years named Pegasus, but it's only available for Windows. It's not available for Linux or Apple or iMac or whatever they all are. If you're using email in your phone, it's essentially like glorified webmail. It's the IMAP interface where you're just looking at a window of what's on your server. So when we move the domain name, when we point it over to the new hosting service, you won't have access to what's on the old server anymore. And so you either have to weed it out and delete what you don't want, or just leave it behind and the company will eventually delete it, or download to a program like Thunderbird or Pegasus, and there's probably others out there, or Gmail. Gmail is like the easiest, interface. And yeah, they have some security issues, but if you're using Gmail in other parts of your life, you know, you can do this temporarily. I'm just trying to give people a heads up, and because, you know, moving a website between hosts, it's a lot of work, but eventually you end up with a better product, and that's what we're aiming for. And so it won't be so slow anymore. Oh my gosh, it's been unbearable the last month or two since they changed the interface in the back. It's just really slowed everything down. And it, you know, it's kind of a funny side story. At first, I thought, okay, maybe this is a denial of service attack, because it's only a month or so after, most of our show hosts are very skeptical of the story the vaccine industry has been telling us for a long time. And one of our show hosts had a really big name scientist on there who is works for the pharmaceuticals, and he's very pro-vaccine. And about 2 weeks before their scheduled show, somebody ran her off the road with her children in the car and just came barreling down. She was going uphill on a two-lane road, and this big old truck came over the top of the hill and aimed right for her and ran her off the road. Otherwise, she would be dead now. And he would not deviate. It's like he didn't see her. She blew it off as him being drunk. And I'm like, no, I don't think so. Why did you start mounting a dash cam in your car? Because she's like, oh, my gosh, I would report his bad driving if I could have gotten his license plate. But as it was, I was too busy saving our lives. You know, I'm paraphrasing what she said, but she did not get his plate. And a bunch of the rest of us are like, yeah, you know, if you follow this healthnotnews.com lady, she's tracking all the natural doctors that have been doing a lot of studies on how much healthier unvaccinated children are. You know, they've identified things where the pharmaceutical industry is lying, things like that. In the last 2 years, a lot of these doctors are dead. They've just been mysteriously, just weird accidents, like falling off a bridge into a running water or running river, you know, hundreds of feet down, or shooting themselves in the back of the head and then throwing themselves off a bridge, you know, things, weird, really weird stuff. Anyway, so I started thinking in terms, well, maybe we're being hit by a DDoS, denial of service attack. And that's just a very unsophisticated computer attack against specific websites where, they have essentially these viruses outplanted in other people's, anonymous computers. They probably don't even know they have them, but it's called a distributed denial of service attack, where it just causes, you know, thousands of computers all around the world to just start pinging one website. And the website, you know, it's an automated thing. It's trying to respond, trying to deliver its pages. And but it's getting so many requests that the thing just crashes, gets overloaded, and just no way. And so I thought, well, maybe that's a possibility because, you know, they're not getting in. You know, WordPress is pretty, we have WordPress in the back end, and that's pretty secure. They're always running security updates on it from the WordPress company. You know, it's open source, so everybody can keep an eye on it. You know, of course, being open source, yeah, the hackers get into the code. They can observe the code and look for weak spots, but there's so many thousands of people running it and so many, you know, hundreds of people writing the code. They have all got their eyes on it, and they'll spot the weak spots. And so I'm very confident in the WordPress platform, but I'm not, you know, so that's why when there's wars between websites, that's why you get these denial of service attacks. It's very unsophisticated. It's just, you know, carpet bombing it with service requests. Okay, show me a page, show me a page, show me a page, show me a page. It's like hitting refresh hundreds of times, you know, over and over and over and over. And over. You're going to overwhelm everything. So that's what I thought. But I don't really think that there's a reason that anybody would attack the Barefoot is Legal website. I don't know. You know, I think it's just the freedomizerradio.com website. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if this continues once we move the site, you know, and there are options that we can use. There's options that we don't even have to move the site. There are things that we can do that InfoWars does, that Gab does, in order to thwart denial of service attacks. It just means paying a little bit more to another company to assist you in thwarting these things and diverting these denial of service attacks. And maybe that's not what it was. Maybe it was just an incompetent company. It was an overseas company, a European company, where they've got all these new laws that we don't even know what they all are. So I don't know. It's a battle out there. And certainly there's all kinds of news now about who was it? I guess they're going after WhatsApp now, because in India it's a very popular social networking thing. I thought it was just a chat room, and I tried to install it on my phone one time, and it worked for a little while till that phone didn't work anymore. And then, I don't know, it just stopped working on my phone. And so I never reinstalled it on my new phone. Maybe I'll try it someday. But, you know, Facebook is making announcements. They're going to go after anti-vax discussion groups. And I guess they're having a problem with forcing the vaccines down families in India. And I know at one point Bill Gates got kicked out of India, at least the Gates Foundation got kicked out. I'm sure it was only temporary because money talks. But, you know, he was running these campaigns to inject all these young girls with Gardasil. And, of course, Gardasil, it sends a lot of young girls into premature menopause. Imagine going into menopause in your teenage years. You can never have a child of your own. You know, it's really disgusting. Or it sends girls into wheelchairs because vaccines are designed with this aluminum crap in them that is a real neurotoxin. And you get these weird autoimmune neurological diseases, and it puts them in wheelchairs and a lot of pain and all that. And maybe they'll walk again someday and maybe they won't. There's a little boy in California that this happened to. It wasn't the Gardasil vaccine, I don't think. It was one of his infant vaccines. Now they're trying to make Gardasil an infant vaccine because they got away with injecting newborns with the HPV hepatitis B on their first day of life, which hepatitis B is a sexually transmitted disease. And because they got away with forcing that on newborns, they're going to try it with the Gardasil. You know, predators. These are absolute predators. Anyway, so this little boy has been to the marches in California and Sacramento over the issues there. I mean, they took away the philosophical and religious exemptions about what year was it? 2015, 2016. They took away the philosophical and religious objections. And, you know, you can't say it's not a religious or philosophical issue because so many vaccines have aborted human fetal cell tissue in them. So essentially getting those vaccines means you're accountable. And you can be an atheist and religiously object to forced cannibalism on yourself. So these parents have been objecting. They took away all religious exemptions. You can't make a religious exemption, even though that's against the Constitution. And I just wish the DOJ would go in there and sue the crap out of them. And HHS put up a website, hhs.gov/conscience. If you're being forced against your conscience to inject yourself or inject anybody in your family, you can file a complaint, you know, for any kind of medical procedure you're being arm twisted into. You can file complaints at hhs.gov/conscience. And I would really love to see some lawsuits come out of this. They have to have thousands of complaints by now, and just by the number of people that are lined up around the Sacramento legislature building. So anyway, so last week there was a rally there with Del Bigtree. He's very well spoken. He's been educating himself on the whole issue. And, you know, there's people that just hate him because he's a showman. He came from the showbiz side, you know, but he's a really smart man and he knows how to present to the public. He knows how to boil things down, you know, get to the heart of the matter. And that's journalism. He's a professional, a real professional. And he doesn't have to be a doctor for that. He just has to be a journalist, which is what he's doing. And so he's got a wonderful show on Thursdays. He goes to these rallies. So now that they took away everything but the medical exemption in California, now they're trying to take that away. No medical exemptions. If your doctor wants to, because the doctors are getting onto this and the doctors are writing medical exemptions, particularly, you know, if an older child is damaged, you don't want to vaccinate the younger child with the same thing that damaged the older child. You certainly don't want to vaccinate the older child anymore either, you know, lest you kill him. He's already handicapped, you know. Anyway, so there's this little boy there that shows up at these rallies in California, and he's got, what do they call it? Something myelitis. There's all kinds of myelitis, and they're all listed in the package inserts. It's not like it doesn't happen. They know it happens, and they're required to tell you that it happens. You can read the package inserts and say, no, I'm not going to play Russian roulette with that one for my kid with that disease. No way. You know, so Del Bigtree's been at these rallies. Anyway, well, I'm just kind of going on and on. But, these, you know, now we have this mandate now going on in New York. These fascists trying to force vaccinate adults, even, you know, children. Okay, children, if you can sell it to the parents, then you can, you know, nobody's going to blink when you kill children, you know, with the vaccines. And, you know, we know that it's behind, a lot of vaccines are behind the SIDS epidemic. And it used to say SIDS right in the DTaP package insert, but they changed the word SIDS to apnea. And I've got before and after copies. I know what they did. It's just word games. You're not supposed to realize, oh, that's the same thing. The baby stops breathing and dies. You're not supposed to know all that. So now California's trying to take away, you know, religious and philosophical exemptions and medical exemptions. I'm sorry, they've already taken away the first two. Now they're trying to take away the medical exemptions because the doctors are onto them too. They know that they're seeing these all these autoimmune diseases and neurological diseases in the children that they're vaccinating, and the children were fine before, and then they're not. So you got to be smart to be a doctor. You can't just be bowing to authority figures. I mean, they're supposed to be the authority figures in their white coats. And some of them would rather take the commissions and force the vaccines, and some of them would rather save their souls and speak up for the truth. And but the pharmaceutical companies can't have that, which is why they're trying to remove the medical exemptions, you know, after all these doctors have written them. So it's the whole system is collapsing, and it's a glory to see. I didn't know it would be in my lifetime, but I see it happening now. In you know, I'm so glad. Anyway, so this thing going on in New York, there's an article here. Let's see, seems that news. Children's Health Defense Fund is suing New York City over MMR vaccine mandate, a violation of human rights. And this is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I love this man. I love this man. You can, you know, read his most recent articles over at childrenshealthdefense.org. But this is at vaccines.news, which is Mike Adams' website, connected to Natural News. And Mike Adams, God bless him too. Anyway, so this is... this article is by Ethan Huff, who's associated with all the Mike Adams websites. And lawsuits are beginning to fly following New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio's recent declaration of a state of emergency over measles infection, which was accompanied by an unconstitutional decree that all vulnerable people living in forcibly vaccinated with the MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, and not just children, but their adult parents too. If you manage to get through childhood without an MMR vaccine, or two or three actually, which means the vaccines don't work, or without getting measles, mumps, or rubella yourself as you're growing up, and you know it's possible that these people had it and they're asymptomatic, you know, because their immune systems were up and full of nutrients at the time that they were exposed. It could just be they fought it off without being exposed. I mean, I'm sorry, without being symptomatic. It's possible that that these people are already immune and they want to vaccinate them up because they can't prove that they ever had measles unless they demand a titers test. I've never had a titers test. I actually don't know if I was ever exposed myself. You know, one of my good friends when I was little got measles and she had to stay home from school for, you know, a couple weeks. And in those days, it was common enough that nobody had to think about having a measles party or chicken pox party. You know, the school was a place where these things were passed around. And if, you know, you brought it home, all your brothers and sisters got it all out of your systems. And, you know, these were uncomfortable diseases. I had both mumps and chicken pox. They were uncomfortable. And measles, I was never symptomatic for it. I know I was around people who had it. I just didn't get it, didn't get any of the symptoms. So I have no idea if I'm immune or not. And I don't care. I'm going to keep up on my nutrition. You can, you know, just go to the search engine and put in measles and vitamin A, and you can see, you can certainly improve your odds of living through measles. It's something that we never occurred to anybody that this would be a fatal disease. Only when they want to sell vaccines do they declare it fatal. And so, you know, we're on to this. We're on to this. Anyway, so I'll go on here. The Children's Health Defense CHD Fund has reportedly filed a legal challenge against the rogue edict by Bill de Blasio, which it says violates the fundamental human rights to informed medical consent, a concept of which many politicians these days seem to be ignorant. You have a right to know what they're injecting into you and what it's going to do to you. And, you know, they can't make any promises as to what it's going to do or not do to you because nobody can see the future. So you need to make the decision. You can't, they can't just come in with a law and say you have to get this, whether you read the package insert or not. You have to have the right to say, hell no, I'm not doing that. Anyway, CHD has publicly stated that while New York City does have the authority to control disease outbreaks, quote unquote, it doesn't have the right to violate the bedrock principles of prior, free, and informed consent to all medical interventions, including vaccines. Yeah, I mean, if they wanted to come around and say, oh, we have a new law now that you're only allowed to have nine toes, we're going to take one of yours, you know, it's essentially the same thing. That's ridiculous. Anyway, the group further stated that New York City can legally quarantine, isolate, trace contacts, and strongly urge vaccination, but in no way does it have the legal authority to, quote, impose such a draconian mandate without demonstrating necessity, reasonableness, proportionality, harm avoidance, non-discrimination, due process, and equal protection under the law. Now, this measles panic that they're having in New York started last September. They said it's several hundred people, and that means both of them have already had it and gotten over it. And so if they have a couple dozen, I'd be shocked if they have it that many active cases anymore. They don't. Anyway, so it goes on. I am shocked that Mayor de Blasio would resort to such police state techniques to control an outbreak of measles, stated CHD board member Mary Holland. I don't believe the city's actions will withstand legal scrutiny. For more related news about the dangers of vaccines, be sure to check out vaccines.news. Isn't that the website I'm on? Yes, it is. So I guess this is repeated from newstarget.com, which is also on Mike Adams' website. Don't forget, Merck's MMR vaccine never should have been approved, let alone mandated. The case which there's another news story that's pretty good, too, out of Texas. Anyway, the case which CHD Chairman Robert F. Kennedy Jr. believes will ultimately prevail is about a whole lot more than just the freedom of Americans to refuse vaccination if they so choose. It also draws much-needed attention to the fact that based on what's already been revealed in federal whistleblower litigation, Merck & Company, the vaccine corporation that manufactures the MMR vaccine, knowingly falsified safety data in order to get its controversial vaccine approved. According to reports, Merck lied about MMR's efficacy, fraudulently concealing the fact that the mumps component of the vaccine quickly wanes. So you're not immune to mumps at all. You know, mumps is painful. You don't want to get it in adulthood. You really, really would rather a child have it in childhood if they're going to get the mumps, if you prefer, you know, the disease over the vaccine. Because supposedly mumps is pretty bad in certain male body parts. If you wait to adulthood, otherwise it's just like the lymph nodes around your jaw and your neck, and your face swells up and it's painful. I remember it's painful, but it's short term, and you know it's short term. The MMR vaccine has also been shown to be a cause of the very infectious disease outbreaks that politicians like de Blasio are blaming on the unvaccinated. That's right, the MMR vaccine makes you contagious for measles. let that sink in. This is their marketing tactic. We're going to, like, get a few people sick with the measles, green vaccine, 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 and shoot up a bunch more people, and they're going to spread it all the more, but we're going to blame the first one or two that came down with it. It's marketing. They do this with the flu every year, you know? I've had family members get the flu from other family members who were vaccinated. You know, They had plans to both be vaccinated, but one couldn't make it that day. So the husband went, got vaccinated, came home, and gave the flu to his wife. She never had a chance to become immune. Anyway, they figured it out. They stopped. They're not playing this game anymore either. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported 150 outbreaks resulting in 9,200 cases of mumps in fully vaccinated adults, dwarfing the recent measles outbreaks, reported PJ Media. We are confident that no American court will allow government bureaucrats to force American citizens to take risky pharmaceutical products against their will. Yeah, this is Joseph Mengele time, is what this is. You know, isn't it astounding that they started in a part of New York that's heavily Hasidic Jews? A lot of these people chose religious exemptions to not get this crap injected. And so, you know, they're trying to force all these people. And, you know, it's just, yeah, Del Bigchi, I played that speech for you a couple of weeks ago where he's pinning the yellow star to his own chest in solidarity with this Jewish section of New York. Now, it's not just Jews that have religious exemptions. Maybe these are the most honest people that actually carry them out, you know, but even if you're an atheist, you can object to being forced into cannibalism with a lot of these. Now, I don't know if the mumps has, I mean, if the measles vaccine MMR has the human fetal cell tissue. Let me find out, because I have it marked here where the CDC lists its ingredients. And the anything that says human diploid is human fetal cell tissue. So let's scroll down to the MMR. Okay, that's chick cell. Chicken embryo. Okay, so this is all chicken embryo. So vegetarians are going to object. Oh, my gosh, wait a minute. Nope, I'm wrong. I just needed to move my eye a little bit to the right. It also has the human, besides the chicken embryo culture, it also has the human diploid lung fibroblast. So they've taken lung cells out of human fetuses, out of aborted human fetuses, and they've somehow cultured this. And so the MMR, if you don't want to be a cannibal, don't take the MMR. It doesn't matter what religion you are. I can't think of a religion that's pro-cannibalism except the one that CNN ran a year or two ago before Anthony Bourdain was suicided. They had another show, like a sister show to it, another guy that was traveling the world eating with different cultures, and he chose to sit down on a beach with a somewhere and eat cooked human brains. And you know, why would they show this to us? They're trying to normalize cannibalism. I mean, we're all hearing the mutterings under their breath about what's going on with the pedos in the global elites. But, you know, we're hearing that kind of stuff. We're hearing things about these petri dish meats that they want to start serving in hamburger. They want to, these artificial hamburgers. They want to start growing beef cultures in petri dishes so they don't have to kill cows. So they don't have to, you know, that should be glorious for the vegetarians and the vegans who don't want to kill animals for their food products. Of course, there are others who just feel it's more healthy to eat vegetarian, and, you know, they're not going to eat this stuff either. But there's been so many articles. There were like several last year in the mainstream media trying to normalize the concept of cannibalism. And, so people put out these polls. Well, would you eat one of these petri dish meat hamburgers? I forget what they call it. Never die beef or something like that. Non-killing beef. And so I would get all over these polls and say, hell no, I can't trust them. If I can't trust them not to put human diploid, human fetal cell aborted tissue in my vaccines, I'm not going to trust them not to put it in my hamburger, you know? I can't trust them. There was the old movie, Soylent Green. I mean, people joke about it. At the end of the movie, Charlton Heston figures out that they've been feeding people human meat. And they're carting him off, and he's yelling, Soylent Green, it's people, it's people. You know, it became kind of like a meme. It was so, you know, enculturated. Everybody knows what you're saying when you say, it's people. And so I don't know that they're going to do this with this hamburger stuff, but I don't trust them not to. So I'm not going to eat any petri dish. I want to see the cow's birth and death certificate. If it says, oh, no kill meat, I'm not eating it. I'm sorry, but, you know, cows serve a noble purpose. They feed humanity, and so do all the other meat-bearing flocks and herds and whatever they call them. And I don't have the nerve to have my own meat farm. You know, there's people that raise chickens and rabbits and quail, and, you know, they do pretty well for themselves, and it's honest. It's very honest. I mean, I could say I'm dishonest because I'll walk into a supermarket and I'll buy a bag of, you know, frozen chicken breasts and, you know, keep them in the freezer till I'm ready to cook them, that kind of stuff. But on the other hand, maybe I like to have neighbors with chickens, even though the HOA got after one of my neighbors, and so that was the end of that. But, you know, if it were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, I might not want to live next to them. I don't know. Anyway, so I'm kind of like wandering here. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo objects to de Blasio's vaccine mandate, questioning its constitutionality. Now, Mr. Pro-Abortion himself, who's willing to kill babies on the day of their birth, he's going to object to a vaccine mandate? That's pretty odd. Anyway, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo objects to de Blasio's vaccine mandate, questioning its constitutionality. While there's little good to say about him in most other regards, New York Governor Andrew Infanticide Cuomo has taken a public stand against de Blasio's emergency order, questioning its constitutionality. Well, I know what happened to de Blasio. Somebody came and paid him. Somebody came and paid him to launch us off because they're staring down the barrel of the anti-vaccine movement. And here we come up. We're coming up on Healthy People 2020 initiative, which is, I don't know, it's in the law, it's in the CDC, it came from the UN, all kinds of crap, where they're going to start pushing an adult vaccine schedule. So it's not just the 72 shots that you get in childhood. Now they want to vaccinate you several times a year with rotating vaccines, and it adds up to like 135 or something by the time you're 17, from the age 19 when you're no longer considered a child to 75. I did the math one time. It was like 135 vaccines that they want to shoot you with. And, of course, there's 200 or 300 more in the development pipeline. It's like you'll just be a rotating pincushion for these people. Ka-chung, 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 you know, just injecting this stuff. It's like ridiculous. Okay, it's time for a paradigm change. You know, really, the vaccines come from there. It's a 300-year-old paradigm that has, its time has come and gone. People are sick of it. They're sick of more than 50% of America's children now have autoimmune diseases and chronic illness. It's insane. We know where it's coming from. It's quite obvious. Anyway, I keep digressing. So Cuomo goes on about de Blasio. Look, it's a serious public health concern, but it's also a serious First Amendment issue and Fourth Amendment, and it's going to be a constitutional legal question, Cuomo stated during a recent radio interview with WAMC. Do we have the right, the society, government, have the right to say you must vaccinate your child because I'm afraid your child is going to affect my child, even if you don't want it done, and even if it violates your religious beliefs? He added, who's this guy to talk about religious beliefs? Anyway, it's a serious question that all Americans having formerly been a truly free people, need to think long and hard about, especially as some of them frighteningly call for the virtually unlimited government authority to force vaccines on everyone. Don't they know this is going to blow back on themselves? It's kind of crazy. So anyway, to learn more about why medical freedom is fundamental, is a fundamental element to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, visit healthfreedom.news. And I like how he kind of drops these URLs on people. And one reason to have a lot of different domains in, is because somebody who's politically and financially connected, they come for people's domains. They tried to come for InfoWars. That was actually a campaign promise by Hillary, and not a lot of people caught it, but I caught it. She was promising to take Alex Jones's InfoWars.com domain. So I don't know, but sometime before that, he had launched NewsWars, and he made the announcement. I think about a month ago, I heard him say he was going to be launching new domains every month, new websites every month. And so now we have Paul Joseph Watson just came out with his own website. And people even comment, oh, glad to see he's flying, you know, independent of InfoWars. Well, no. I think this is an InfoWars website. I didn't do the who is background or the IP address search or anything like that. But I can just kind of smell by the layout of the website. It's not that different from InfoWars.com. And he's choosing the subject matter. He's probably got an IT team working with him, stuff like that, because he's busy, you know, doing his videos. But I'm pretty sure that Alex Jones is making good on it. And the more domains you take, the more warrants they have to get to confiscate your domain. Now, domain names, I was talking to a friend about this just this morning. They kind of operate between national laws. It's kind of, you could call it international law, but they're even above that. There are no laws. You know, I've seen too much sausage making in the in the domain name industry, I used to work for a registrar, and I saw sausage making where mistakes were made and mistakes are profitable. Gee whiz. And, you know, that's kind of where they wanted us to stay with the idea of the vaccines. Oh, well, mistakes are made. You're sick now. Now you're a chronic patient. And, oh, well, we make a lot of money off that. And this kind of attitude, misprofitable, happens in every business. And it's certainly happening in the vaccine business. And it can happen. Most times it doesn't happen in the domain name business. Most times it doesn't, but I've seen it. And so I've just been like, Jones is doing the right thing, particularly after Hillary promised to take his domain name. And then she lost, so she couldn't take his domain name. But she still has operatives, and she's still trying to, you know, her people, her kind of people, try to do that. And they went after, when Gab was nothing but like a Twitter knockoff when it came out. And, oh, no, we can't have that because we're not, you know, you're not weeding out people that we want you to weed out off your platform. And they went after his domain. And so Gab, besides the gab.ai, which was the original domain name, and I guess G-A-B-A-I is some word in some language that means free speech. And I guess I only heard that recently. I didn't know where they got it, but they had to jump on gab.com, I guess, while they went into court to get their gab.ai back, I think. I'm not sure, because now you can get there on either domain, gab.com or gab.ai. And Gab uses the same registrar as Alex Jones. And if you go there, it's epik.com, epik.com with a K. And their front page, they call themselves the Swiss Bank of domain names. And they're not going to let quasi-governmental agencies confiscate your domain. Money doesn't talk. And I've seen this guy speak. You know, he's a decent, honest, and a Christian man. He believes in honesty, and he's not going to take money to sell his soul to sell off your domain. And I'm telling you, I saw too much sausage making when I was in the register. When I worked for a different registrar, they have very robust hosting, but you know, I'm kind of nervous about where I keep my domains anyway. So I've now opened my own account over at Epik, and I'm testing the waters over there. Anyway, I think I need to take a commercial break. And we'll be back in a couple of moments.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
Please learn more about Freedomizer Radio by going to freedomizerradio.com and also Facebook us right at freedomizerradio.com. Catch you there.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market. And we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/GroundswellCard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty'sGardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits, like eating wholesome foods. And with tower gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So mistysgardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. mistysgardens.com.
Imagine standing barefoot on cushy grass while you use a professional-grade knife to deftly chop fresh vegetables on your organic bamboo cutting board. The team at MyZestiness.com wants to help your family enjoy home cooking like this more often. They do this by offering fun and functional tools that make your time in the kitchen more efficient and enjoyable. MyZestiness.com offers the finest and most interesting kitchen goods and accessories, all backed by their world-class customer service team. Check out their ever-expanding inventory today. Visit MyZestiness.com. That's zesty like spicy, nest like home. MyZestiness.com.
So I'm back. I had to mute myself for a moment there and blow my nose. I don't know where that came from. I guess I ate something too spicy. I don't know. Anyway, so there's some other interesting headlines here. Anyone who gets the measles vaccine should be banned from all public places for at least 2 weeks due to a likelihood of virus shedding. And, you know, I went through that before I was aware of what vaccines are doing. I got my 2-year-old vaccinated. She's 30 now. But anyway, the chickenpox vaccine was new at the time, but and I didn't know enough about shingles either. Now we know that vitamin C will get rid of shingles. And at the time, they had no treatment. They had little treatment for it. They gave him some kind of steroid cream. And the doctor finally suggested the only way to get rid of the shingles, that he suggested suicide to my dad. And my mom yanked him out of there. Found him a nice Chinese doctor with some nice herbs, which I'm convinced had vitamin C in them, because he had him back to work in less than 2 weeks. Anyway, but because my dad was prone to this, you know, repeated cases of shingles, I had to keep my chickenpox vaccinated daughter away from him for 2 weeks to make sure she wasn't going to shed her vaccine on him. In those days, it was considered, normal knowledge that, you know, a vaccine is a disease that you're trying to train your immune system to resist and all this stuff. But you actually have this disease floating in your body and you can shed it on people. And we knew that. It was normal practice at the time. And she had been exposed to, and she was in a preschool. A daycare, and a kid there had gotten chicken pox, and we didn't know if she was going to get it. We were going to wait 2 weeks to find out if she was going to get it, and this was just before Thanksgiving, and then we were going to wait another 2 weeks if she got it, and over the 4 weeks, it would have destroyed the whole Christmas season. So at the time, not knowing any better, and because if the pediatrician lied to me, you know, I got her vaccinated, so that just cut the wait time to 2 weeks instead of four as to when we could socialize again, but yeah, the pediatrician, I mean, there were rumors floating around at the time. We didn't have downloadable package inserts like we have now, or this reference page. It's called Pink Book at the CDC.gov that gives the ingredients. There was a rumor floating around, the Catholic groups, Catholic parents groups, that this chickenpox vaccine had had aborted human fetal cell tissue in it. And I asked her, the pediatrician, is this true? And she goes, I don't know. And she went away for a few minutes, and I don't know if she was pretending to look things up or what, but she came back and she told me no. It's they might have done some original research with it, but how they're producing it now is with fetal pig cell tissue. So I allowed the vaccine. Now I know either somebody lied to her or she lied to me. I don't know which, but somebody lied to somebody. And so in the end, my daughter was vaccinated with something I wouldn't have given her. I mean, we would have just waited out the 4 weeks. And, done Christmas the following year or late or whatever, done the Eastern Orthodox Christmas in January. We would have done something different than what we did if somebody didn't lie to somebody. Anyway, so this article goes on. Welcome to Nazi America, where the vaccine police want to see your papers in New York to be sure you've been injected with cells from someone's abortion and also some key central nervous system disruptors. Wait, no papers? Then you're banned from leaving your house to go to public places. What's the date on this? I thought that was overturned by a judge. This is dated yesterday. Including the grocery store, gas station, or for medicine. This law can be enforced right now. Yes, a law-abiding American can be arrested and put in jail for 6 months for not agreeing to get some mercury, aluminum, and formaldehyde shot directly into their muscle tissue through a syringe. Want some genetically modified bacteria that you can spread with the measles next week? Try getting the MMR vaccine. Meet the Gestapo, alive and functioning in Arizona, where around 1 a.m. an anti-terrorist-style SWAT team kicked down the front door of a family who chose not to get a meningitis vaccine jabbed into their child's arm, cuffed the husband, and took all three children, not just the sick one. Now, I didn't realize that there was a vaccine involved with that one. I thought they had gone to a naturopath. The child had a fever. The doctor said, well, take her to the ER. The fever broke. It went back to normal, like, really quickly after that appointment. And so the mom said, I'm not going to take her to the ER. You know, she's just getting over this thing. Why would I take her back in there where there's all these germs? Anyway, but the doctor, I don't know what she was fearing. She had notified the ER that the baby's coming, and if they don't come up, you know, the ER then called the police and CPS. Yes, here in America, a SWAT team of armed straight. So I didn't know that there was a meningitis vaccine involved, but knowing Mike Adams and his people, they probably interviewed the family. And I'm sure they don't have their children back, because once they take your children, there's months of hoops you got to jump through, even if they took them wrongfully. Anyway, it goes, yes, here in America, a SWAT team of armed strangers must protect your children from infectious diseases by traumatically separating you indefinitely from them, and then probably having, quote, child protective services, unquote, force vaccinate infant or child with E. coli and sodium chloride, which are both dangerously included in the meningococcal vaccines. I had no idea either. That's horrible. Don't think so? Check the CDC vaccine web pages. Toxic jabs also include GMOs, hydrolyzed casein, got milk allergies, aluminum, polysorbate 80, and some other highly questionable ingredients. And just what will the vaccinated children shed to their immune compromised vaccinated children? The measles and other mixed genetically mutated viruses. So what's in the MMR2 vaccine? Wouldn't you like to know why the leftist government wants your child injected by force with known neurotoxins, all while demanding gun confiscation? What could be the end goal? The MMR2 contains chick embryo cell cultures, which I just looked up, genetically modified abortion cells. Their fancy name is WI38, human diploid lung fibroblasts. That's what we said. Cow's blood, which means the term they use is bovine serum, recombinant human albumin, that's GMO human blood cells, sorbitol, synthetic smoothing agent, and even some neomycin, that's an antibiotic. Guess what? Side effects of injecting neomycin include decreased urination, hearing problems, spinning sensation, nausea, feeling like you might pass out, loss of coordination and trouble walking, hearing problems. I wonder, let's see, what is neomycin in? Because, you know, remember that time a few years ago where Rush Limbaugh suddenly went deaf? He's never recovered. He's still, you know, he had to have a cochlear ear implant embedded. This is a man who talks and listens to the phone for a living. So where's my search button here? I'm going to search this CDC document to see if it's gotten neomycin. Okay, it's in the MMRV, the polio vaccine, the rabies vaccine, another rabies vaccine, the smallpox vaccine, the chickenpox vaccine, another chickenpox vaccine, the shingles vaccine, another shingles, the DTaP vaccine, another DTaP, hepatitis A vaccine, Hep A, another Hep A, influenza, there it is, neomycin sulfate, N-E-O-M-Y-C-I-N sulfate, because I swear to you, one day my mother-in-law went deaf for no apparent reason. It was about a week or two after she got out of the hospital for a totally other issue, totally different issue. And I'm like, did they vaccinate you on your way out the door? Because all of a sudden, you're deaf. And she knew she had suddenly gone deaf. And she says, no. But there it is. If you want to take the risk, of going deaf, you take the flu vaccine. Convinced that's what happened to Rush Limbaugh. You know, I can't prove it. Only his doctor knows for sure. But why would you just suddenly randomly go deaf in the prime of your career? That's insane. Anyway, let me go back to the article. Well, okay, that's the Bill de Blasio. I'll close that tab. Okay, so this is back to the neomycin. This is the people, the SWAT teams kicking indoors. Shedding vaccine viruses and bacteria is common during the first 2 weeks after receiving any live virus injection. And the article goes on, and he's got several sources. CDC.gov is one of the sources, Zero Hedge, naturalnews.com. So know that people, this is a prime marketing for vaccines. You inject it into the public, and then maybe the people who got the vaccine, maybe they don't get it because they've like triggered their immune systems with all these heavy metals into, yeah, they might end up with an autoimmune disease, but they're not going to get the disease you injected them with. It's very cynical and sly, but they're going to breathe it out, and the people around them who might not be vaccinated might get these diseases, and then you can scream and blame the unvaccinated. And oh man, what a marketing scam. It's disgusting. Anyway, so here we are back at vaccines.news, and I think this is a story out of England. Medical police state cuts off research funding from scientists who found that vaccines cause autism. Now, who is this? This is Ethan Huff. This is vaccines.news, an article that's also published on newstarget.com. When it comes to the religion of vaccines, there's one area of research that's completely off limits, and it encompasses looking into vaccine safety and effectiveness independently and with an open mind. The reason for this, of course, is that every time a scientist dares to do this, he or she typically discovers that vaccines aren't nearly as safe or as effective as the medical police state claims, which instantly makes said scientist a target of the medical establishment, which has no qualms about doing almost anything in order to silence the truth, including killing people. One recent and prominent example of this type of medical tyranny involves Professor Chris Exley of Keighley University in the United Kingdom, whose focused research, into aluminum toxicity led him to conclude that childhood vaccines, many of which contain neurotoxic aluminum, can in fact cause autism, a discovery that if you've been following independent vaccine science for any considerable period of time, like maybe a couple months, is inherently controversial and a recipe for trouble. Like Dr. Andrew Wakefield before him, Professor Exley merely reported his findings in the interest of public health, as any good scientist should do. In the process, he's made himself enemy number one of the vaccine mafia, which is now trying to destroy his career and his life by barring him from raising any further funding for his research endeavors. In essence, Professor Exley has officially blown the lid off the highly destructive nature of aluminum in vaccines, indicating that this common chemical adjuvant has the potential to cause, quote, severe and disabling, unquote, autism in children who are injected with it, and for violating the medical establishment's never-to-be-challenged doctrine of all vaccines are safe and effective religion. Professor Exley is now having to endure the ire of the priests and priestesses of the cult of vaccination, which are now out for his blood. So poor Professor Exley's GoFundMe to help bring the truth about vaccines and autism to as many people as possible. Now, I saw a headline this morning, but I didn't get to read the article yet, about GoFundMe is now deplatforming any of vaccine skeptics that it finds, that it sniffs out on its platform. Professor Exley was one of the underwriters for an eye-opening 2017 study published in eBiomedicine, a journal associated with The Lancet, which found that underarm cosmetic products, mainly antiperspirant deodorants that contain aluminum, increase users' risk of developing breast cancer. Wow. Wow. I mean, I know there are people who decline to use deodorants with aluminum in them or antiperspirant. I remember the commercials when they first came out because, I mean, it works well as an antiperspirant. Now with aluminum chlorhydrate, you know, they're thinking that if they throw these fancy terms at us, we'll learn them and we'll love them. And No. Anyway, he's also studied other areas of aluminum toxicity, similarly unrelated to vaccines, though vaccines eventually became a natural step for his particular area of focus. And rather than censor the progressive course of his research endeavors, Professor Exley stuck true to science, and for doing this, he's now paying a big price. The good news, though, is that many people are on Professor Exley's side and are working hard to get him funding from other sources. Some of his most ardently faithful followers have actually set up a GoFundMe page to help raise financial support for his continued research endeavors. Now, let me click on that. The story is they're kicking all our vaccine skeptics off. Let's see. It's loading. It's really slow loading. What? It took me to Age of Autism. I didn't want to go there. Did they forward it? Oh, no. It's a... Okay. It's a page talking about it. Give me the link. Give me the link. Give me the link. This is a comment section. Give me the link. Okay, we do not have any affiliation with the group raising the funds. Thank you. Click here. GoFundMe, aluminum and silicone research. Okay, let's see if they got rid of them. Page not found. Proof, proof, proof. This is disgusting. Campaign not found. So, I don't know what to say. This is awful. You know, they said it, and I had heard a headline flash by my eyes, and I didn't get to click on it, that GoFundMe was getting rid of all their vaccine skeptics. And they get rid of legitimate science. GoFundMe is going to go down like, what's the other one? Patreon. Patreon has been chasing un-PC people off. I know there's a Subscribestar that's supposed to be a good one. Man, in light of the medical establishment's continued betrayal of not only his work, but also science at large, it's up to everyday folks who care about truth to step up to the plate and make sure that parents know the truth. And more importantly, to ensure that as many children as possible are protected against toxic injections that could cause them lifelong harm. These injections are more dangerous than the diseases themselves. We've seen this drama unfold many times, comments Age of Autism about this latest saga. A well-respected doctor or researcher begins to ask questions about vaccine safety as a result of the science he or she conducts, and his career is adversely affected. Professor Exley's funding is dwindling, and he needs our help. And they link back to, let's see, jbhandleyblog.com. Oh, that's a book. Anyway, so this Dr. Exley, they're trying to throttle the life out of him. It's just disgusting. And let me check the clock. Okay. We're doing good. We're doing good. Let's see. Now, there's a really good story coming out of Texas. Let's see if I can find it again. I've got too many tabs open. Healthfreedom.news. Why you shouldn't trust Wikipedia, propagandists for a broken establishment. Skyrocketing statistics show vaccine exemptions are on the rise. The truth about vaccine dangers is spreading like wildfire. That's good. Yeah, I had to write to a sister-in-law. And, you know, she's out of state. And if I see her like once every 10 years for a wedding or a funeral or something, that's a lot. You know, but she's got a lot of grown kids. She's got a lot of grandchildren. And she passed along a meme from the pro-vax side. Somebody had put up an anti-vax billboard about, you know, vaccines being dangerous. The science, you know, we need to do the science to prove whether they're safe or dangerous. And somebody graffitied it and wrote across the top, got polio. So I had to write to her and say, look, polio was brought down by chlorinated swimming pools and chlorinated tap water, and then the vaccine was introduced. And that was after the science was already published that high-dose vitamin C actually cures polio, so we didn't even need a vaccine in the first place. And I gave her about 10 articles maybe. I don't know, between 6 and 10 articles I sent her, and they were all like science. Like half of them were right out of CDC.gov, FDA.gov, NIH.gov. So, I mean, and I put all hearts around it and, you know, love from Suzanne and all this stuff. So, but I told her, you know, my goal is to help collapse the fraudulent vaccine industry before I have any grandkids of my own. I know she's got a lot of them. I said, I don't want this to be my kid. And there's another link of a little boy who was paralyzed and died like just, a couple weeks ago. And nobody wants to admit that the vaccines did it to him, but the mother traces it exactly to his vaccine date. And, I sent her the link on that kid. I said, I don't want this to be my kids or your kids. And here's a truckload of science. And, sorry if I overwhelmed her. I don't know, but she didn't write back arguing with me. I've had people do that. And it's just stupid. We've got the science on the vaccine skeptic side. That's what makes a skeptic, You do the science, you ask questions, you research, because you're not just going to bow before a priest in a white robe and say, shoot me up, shoot my baby up. Where is the story about Texas? Shoot. How to recognize early warning signs of autism. I can't read it. It'll break my heart. Okay, I'm going to have to search the page for Texas. Proposed new Texas law would demand safety studies for vaccines. No wonder the entire vaccine industry opposes it. if you watch Del Bigtree's show, and you can watch the back episodes of it. His organization, ICanDecide.org, in conjunction with the Robert F. Kennedy Children's Health Defense Organization, they sued HHS for the studies because everybody says, the science has been done. We've done the studies. Vaccines are safe. And it's like, okay, well, show them to me. Show them to me. You say the studies say they're safe. Show me the damn studies. And they wouldn't do it. And they had to get a court order to have them do it. And they finally admitted, no, we ain't done no stinking studies. Well, what they do is they compare one vaccine to another. So if one vaccine is causing autism and they want to test another vaccine and maybe they're both causing autism, and so you can't tell the difference between the two vaccines. They've already declared one as not causing it, even though it is. And so if the rate doesn't increase with the second one, then they say, this one's safe too. They have not been doing the testing since 1986, even though they've been required every 2 years to report to Congress that they've done these safety studies with placebos, just non-active saline placebos, for an unvaccinated population versus a vaccinated person, and plain never done it. And people are onto this now. I love Del Bigtree. I don't care. I know other people. This poor man on Facebook, he lives in Arizona, upstate, somewhere, and I've never met him in person, but he has been on the show a long time ago. Both of his children are vaccine damaged, and one is, I guess, about 20 now, functions at about the age of a 3-year-old, and because the vaccines brain damaged him. His younger sister, I guess she must be about 18 now, she functions at about like 7 or 8-year-old, because she's being damaged too, but they figured out what was doing it to the kids in time to salvage a little bit for her, but neither of them can live independently the rest of their lives. So anyway, there's been somebody, this guy is very outspoken. This is what vaccines can do to families. It wiped ours out this way. Look what it did to them. And apparently he's got some kind of a troll impersonating him who went trolling Del Bigtree. And so now Del Bigtree thinks that the first guy, he's only got his name, is a bad guy. But it's not. It's somebody impersonating the first guy. So this is just the devil is in there trying to stir everything up. But what Del Bigtree is doing to actually end the practice of vaccines, I admire greatly. He's got journalism chops. He's got the showbiz chops because he used to work on the TV show The Doctors. He's got the chops. He knows how to do it. He knows how to publicize. And for that, I thank him. For my grandchildren that I haven't had yet. My kids, as far as I can tell, have only been suffering with skin conditions, one worse than the others. He grew up looking like a burn victim. But they all have skin conditions, all three of them. Plus they've got, eye conditions. They all have these super, super +7 eyes. Now, I've farsightedness. I've heard people say, that's vaccines. But it's the same prescription as their dad. Now, their dad is the oldest of 7. He's the only one who grew up in glasses, like Coke bottle glasses. you know, I'll be blind without them kind of thing. Now, if you think of it was genetic, some of his brothers and sisters would have that too, but nobody does. It could just be that he was the only one prone to vaccine damage, or maybe it was just a genetic fluke, some kind of a mutation. I don't know. I don't know why his prescription is so strong. I don't know why they inherited it, or if their eyesight was damaged too. I don't know. The skin condition, though, issue. No child should have to grow up with just his skin covered like a burn victim. It was very uncomfortable for him. You know, all the creams and the scars and, you know. Anyway, so while the rest of the country is advancing towards medical tyranny, legislatures from the Lone Star State are working to preserve health freedom. State lawmakers have put forth multiple vaccine measures that need support. One such measure, SB 2350, will mandate the need for legitimate vaccine safety studies. None of this comparing one vaccine to another stuff, because you deem it, what do they call it, unethical to have an unvaccinated person walking around. That's disgusting. That's ridiculous. You know, I mean, a healthy person is deemed unethical to be walking around without being shot up by these people. Anyway, versus this, you know, what you want is pilling people who are willing to take these shots versus people who aren't, you know, or have two populations of people willing to take vaccines, and some of them you give the vaccine to, and some of them you give the inert saline to. And at the end of the study, anybody who still wants the vaccine can get one. You know, that's not unethical. But they play games. They're playing games in order to avoid doing these saline inert studies because they know what they're going to find. They know. They've been cooking the books for 30 years. Actually, 33 years now. God, the age of Jesus. Anyway. Well, let's see. SB 2350 will mandate the need for legitimate vaccine safety studies. Legislatures are also pushing to ensure no parent is forced to vaccinate their child in the state of Texas. Proponents of the vaccine industry have been quick to label these efforts as quote-unquote misinformation intended to quote-unquote stoke fear about vaccine safety. You know, if they had done the studies, we wouldn't be not trusting them now. Ironically, many of these pro-vaccine rags blather on about measles, quote-unquote, outbreaks while disparaging dissent to the vaccine narrative. Even though most outbreaks are actually caused by the measles vaccine, remember, folks, it's only fear-mongering if you're going against the grain. The fact of the matter is that vaccine propagandists rely heavily on scare tactics and self-aggrandizement to encourage compliance with pharmaceutical dogma. Now, by self-aggrandizement, that means they use a lot of ridicule on you to puff themselves up and make you feel small. They're not even using science to browbeat you. They don't have the science. They can't. They don't have the science to make you get the vaccine, so they use ridicule instead. And now that the ridicule isn't working because people's children's lives are at stake, now they're deplatforming people financially. You have, you know, GoFundMe deplatforming the scientists, and you have various banks, you know, deplatforming, well, conservatives, but I don't know how far they're going to go with this vaccine stuff. I think there's just too many Americans now. They can't put the genie back in the bottle, and they wish they could. They wish they could make you feel isolated and make you shut up and just go sit in a corner and not say another word. No. I'm going to be writing my sister-in-law. My other sister-in-law, she's got grandkids too, but she's the kind that would do it anyway to say it. But she is. Anyway, remember, folks, it's only fear-mongering if you're going against the grain. They rely heavily on scare tactics. Texas legislators demand vaccine safety studies. Senator Bill Hall, Republican, recently introduced SB 2350, a bill which would mandate the necessity of legitimate safety studies before a vaccine can be administered by healthcare providers. As 10th Amendment Center reports, the bill will toughen up on vaccine safety requirements and how safety studies are performed. That's because the feds aren't stepping in. The feds are not stepping in. What is the 10th Amendment? I'm trying to remember what the 10th Amendment is. Clicking. Okay. Give me an about page. Become a member, 10th Amendment Store, audio video essential reading. Now I got to look up what is the 10th Amendment. I'm sorry. And it comes up here right away. The 10th Amendment or Amendment X of the United States Constitution is the section of the Bill of Rights that basically says that any power that is not given to the federal government is given to the people or the states. So since the feds are not stepping up and enforcing their own laws, making these people do the actual science, Texas is going to step in and say, you can't sell that here unless you do the actual science. All because the feds dropped the ball. Page was I on. There it is. The bill will toughen up on vaccine safety requirements and how safety studies are performed. As Natural News has previously reported, it is not at all uncommon for Big Pharma and their government pawns to manipulate data in their own favor. Recall the CDC's treasonous act of scientific fraud regarding the MMR vaccine for proof of how far that stain has spread. The power of the elements. Okay, they're selling something. While vaccine propagandists like to pretend vaccine science is infallible, that notion simply couldn't be farther from the truth. This is Joseph Mengele time. He was the guy that did human experiments on people in the concentration camps in World War II for the Nazis. Joseph Mengele was a Nazi. And there are new Nazis born every generation. Don't fool yourself. That's what's going on here. The new regulations proposed by SB 2350 would mandate, quote-unquote, sufficient time for vaccine side effects to be observed post-vaccination in safety studies. It would also demand that all vaccines be evaluated for their ability to cause cancer, fertility issues, neurological changes, and other unintended consequences. Damn right. You can see SB 2350 in full here, and they have a link over at capital.texas.gov. I love it. More bills to preserve health freedom in Texas. Senator Hall is not alone in his efforts to fight for health freedom in the state of Texas. Representative Bill Zedler, Republican, has introduced HB 4274, a bill which will require health care providers to obtain informed consent before administering a vaccine. Does that mean making you read the package insert? I mean, they're not easy to read. They're intentionally written with highfalutin medical jargon. They're meant for one scientist to speak to another scientist. They're designed so that parents can't read them. So you just have to have your medical dictionary bookmarked. Now, there used to be a really good one. It was at reference.com. It was medical.dictionary.com, something like that. And when they realized that the vaccine skeptics were passing it around so that they could translate these package inserts, they got rid of that whole website. The medical.dictionary.com. So I happen to find out that DuckDuckGo works really well, even better than that one did. So if you come across a highfalutin chemical or biological term in a package insert, you can download package inserts from the FDA. If you come across a term, just put it in DuckDuckGo and it'll tell you. So we'll see. Myelitis. No, that's not it. Something. This is the one where the new word for polio is what it is. Anyway, they also have Bill Zedler introduced the bill, require healthcare providers to obtain informed consent. I don't know if they're going to translate these package inserts for you or what they're going to do. These little info sheets where they only list the positives and none of the risks, they're not going to cut it. They're just not going to cut it. Under Zedler's informed consent bill, providers must give patients or their caregivers information on the risks and benefits, not just the benefits, of vaccination and a list of the ingredients in every vaccine administered. You got to know that WI-any number is aborted human fetal cell. You have to know that, because I don't think they're going to translate it for you. In every vaccine administered, information on the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986 and what recourse patients have in the event of vaccine injury must also be disclosed. Most people don't even know that there's a vaccine court. When they lifted liability from vaccine companies in 1986 and told HHS, okay, you're going to do these studies, and nobody did them anywhere, and Congress didn't enforce it, that this federal vaccine court took over. Nobody could sue these vaccine companies anymore if they brain damaged or killed your child. And nobody could sue them. And you had to know that there was a vaccine court available. And even that is a very, very difficult process because it's essentially, it's set up extremely adversarial. It's essentially a pro-vaccine court. But it's already in the last 30 years has dished out like how many billions of dollars? It's several billion dollars in compensation to families whose children were crippled. You know, they're going to need lifelong care. You know, some of them are dead, you know. Anyway, but you know how they get away with it. It's people that are that sick or people that are dead are in the ground. So you don't see them. You don't realize that somebody's been injured and or they're so sick that they're just kept in the home. They're not out in public. You don't see these handicapped people walking around. It's still like the Middle Ages, you know, it's, you know, locking the crazy uncle up in the attic or some crazy thing like that. You know, this is what's happening to these families because they just can't cope with these children out in public. You know, the children being brain damaged, they might act up and throw tantrums when they're way too old to be throwing tantrums. And then you can have somebody call the cops and CPS step in and take the child and actually make them worse with medically mandated crap. You know, once they've taken possession of your child, they can do anything they want to it. You know, they're all liability free, all of them. They have to tell you in this bill that there is such a vaccine court available. Zedler told reporters that he is adamantly opposed to people being forced into vaccinating their children. He's also stated that people should have the freedom to choose what, if any, vaccines their kids get. You can read HB 4274 in full over here, and that's also at capital.texas.gov. Representative Matt Krause is also leading the charge on a new bill designed to simplify the process of filing vaccine exemptions. Did I play my second? I'm looking at the clock. Okay. Anyway, you can find this over at science.news, this Texas article. All these bills pending in Texas. It's a wonderful thing. I don't know if they're going to get them passed. I don't know if the governor would sign them. I remember Rick Perry, former governor of Texas, being so stupid as to try to mandate the HPV prostitute vaccine for all Texas little girls. And the parents rose up. This was like 10 years ago when he was going to run against Obama. And the parents rose up and said, hell no. And he had to back off. He had to back off. But I better play another commercial. Scusa.
Are you looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Do you want to live a happy and healthy barefoot lifestyle? Join Barefoot is Legal Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time to learn your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. There are no laws against bare feet in public, and we are here to dispel the myths and empower you to stand up for your rights. Join full-time barefooter and victims legal advocate Nick Pierce on Freedomizer Radio or the Barefoot is Legal radio show Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific, and check out barefootislegal.org.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
So we only have about a minute left here, and please bear with us while we breathe some life back into the Barefoot is Legal and the Freedomizer Radio websites. It's barefootislegal.org and freedomizerradio.com. We're having to change web hosts, so they're kind of on pause right now. So the Listen Live page isn't there. You can still find all our regular shows on Blog Talk Radio under Blog Talk Radio / Freedomizer Radio. I think that's what it is. That's exactly what it is. I'm just double checking the link here. BlogTalkRadio.com/Freedomizer Radio. It might take a day or two to get us all sorted out, but you can find all our show hosts there. And my hearts and prayers go out to the people in Paris and the Notre Dame. I smell a rat, and we'll see how it goes. Removing all the art just in advance of Easter week smells really bad to me, And the other thing is, the other big thing in the news. I'm missing it. I'm sorry. Just everybody have a wonderful week, and we'll catch up on all these breaking news next week.